Welcome to the Pinnacle 5 podcast series. I'm Summer Yeiser, host of this series of information and advice on financial topics. The topic for this podcast is the 5 precautions that help businesses avoid external fraud. Our guest today is Cindy Oliva, financial advisor at Pinnacle Financial Partners. The media has been covering the surge of check scams directed at law firms and title companies across the country, and even some of our Tennessee firms have been victims.
Unfortunately, fraudsters are becoming more sophisticated and tailoring their scams to be industry specific. This means everyone should be alert to the possibility of fraud.
Cindy, before we start on how to avoid these scams, would you share with us some examples of how these scams happen?
One example is a foreign real estate investor claims to be purchasing a piece of property. The investor gives a check for a large down payment or the full amount to a local real estate agent. The agent sends the check to the title company or the law firm for escrow. Then the deal falls through, and the firm is asked to wire the funds back to the investor. The firm wires the funds back and then discovers the check is not good. Another example is someone posing as an out-of-state attorney sends a referral to a law firm to collect a debt from a local corporation. Soon after, the law firm has sent a demand letter for the debt repayment to the local corporation, the firm receives a cashier's check for the debt. After depositing the money into its client trust account, the firm is asked to wire the funds, taking out its fees and cost. Again, they find out the check isn't good.
Both of these examples could also turn out to be legitimate business transactions, so these scams aren't always easy to detect. Cindy, please give us a summary of the 5 best practices that can help safeguard a company against external fraud.
Number 1, know your client. Number 2, have policies and procedures for verifying and releasing funds and adhere to them. Number 3, require or strongly recommend wired funds for large transactions and from unknown clients. Number 4, use all fraud safeguards offered by your bank, which includes online banking, ACH blocks or filters, positive pay or reverse positive pay. And number 5, report suspicious transactions to your bank immediately.
Cindy, would you share some details for us around those 5, please?
Know your client. Scams typically involve a corporation or person who is not local. If you are dealing with someone who is unknown to your business and the situation is out of the ordinary, be suspicious. In both of the scenarios I've discussed, the foreign investor and out-of-state attorney were not known.
Now, if you have a business that works on a national or international basis, isn't it difficult to know your client well? And how do you handle those situations?
All legitimate business originates from somewhere. There are many resources available to companies to vet unknown clients. Companies should consider having policies for investigating unknown clients and adhering to them. I mentioned having company policies and procedures for verifying funds availability, releasing those funds, and adhering to your policies. Bank verification of checks is not an exact science. Verification of a cleared check with a paying bank is challenging with today's privacy laws. Float is difficult to determine as well. Because most checks clear the Federal Reserve electronically, businesses should focus on the paying bank of any check to assist them in determining the number of business days necessary for funds to be collected. Large national and regional banks generally clear checks electronically through the Federal Reserve, and float is minimal. Small banks and credit unions often clear checks through a larger correspondent bank, and the float is longer. Canadian checks can take up to 30 days to be collected, and don't forget, weekends and holidays extend float too. Cashier's checks and money orders can also be fraudulent. Caution should be exercised on any type of certified check, especially from an unknown client. Some insurance companies still pay claims with drafts instead of checks. Drafts require extra time for collection. Moving on to point number 3, require wired funds for all transactions if possible, especially from unknown clients. Funds received or disbursed by wire transfer are immediately debited or credited to an account, which is why it is preferable to receive payment by wire transfer. disbursements by wires are preferable to fraudsters because they receive immediate credit too and can quickly move the funds where they are not retrievable once the fraud has been discovered. The request for urgency from an unknown trading partner is always a red flag. Proceed cautiously if this happens to you. Don't let them rush you. The crooks know there is only a limited amount of time between depositing a bogus check and getting access to the funds and the potential for the scam to be discovered.
Many businesses being targeted seem to have very sophisticated professionals like attorneys and good security checks given they're dealing with confidential information routinely. How do you explain why they fall for these check schemes?
Often people are so excited about an opportunity that they neglect to follow vetting procedures. When something is too good to be true, it often is. Number four, use all fraud safeguards offered by your bank, which includes online banking, ACH blocks or filters, positive pay or reverse positive pay. While no fraud protection is 100% successful, using these safeguards evens the odds a bit against fraudsters. If you would like more information about any of these treasury management services, your financial advisor can walk you through them. Your best defense is always monitoring your accounts daily with online banking and adhering to internal policies. Number five, report suspicious transactions to your bank immediately. Your accounting department may not question the transaction or catch fraud until there is a paper or electronic trail. By then, it's often too late. Anyone who handles the bank accounts in your office should be trained on internal and external security procedures and policies and be supported by management when enforcement is required. Continuing education on fraud prevention is needed as well. Following these precautions will help you not only spot fraud, but also to catch errors before it's too late. Sometimes errors can be even more costly than fraud.
Let me summarize the five precautions to prevent external fraud. Number one, know your client. Number two, have company policies and procedures for verifying funds availability and releasing funds and adhere to them. Number three, require or strongly recommend wired funds for large transactions and from unknown clients. Number four, use all fraud safeguards offered by your bank, which includes online banking, ACH blocks or filters, positive pay or reverse positive pay. And number five, report suspicious transactions to your bank immediately. Cindy, what final takeaway do you have for our audience?
Pay attention to your gut feelings. If you have a bad or questionable feeling about a transaction, take precautions and work with your bank to verify the information before you take any action.
Cindy, thank you for helping us understand how these scams happen and what we can do to avoid them. And thanks to everyone for listening to this Pinnacle 5 podcast. All our podcasts are archived in the Learning Center of the Pinnacle website at pnfp.com.